Om Shanti. How is everyone? Okay? Preparing to welcome New Year? Bab Dada said the other day that we need to bring newness in the New Year. So regarding this, we have received a beautiful letter from the RCs. First of all, I'm going to read this for you. Warm greetings, dear jewels of Bab Dada's eyes. Warm greetings filled with love for the new year. We are feeling deep gratitude reflecting on Baba's Murli of the 25th. It was filled with pure love as well as sense of urgency for us to finish carelessness and claim our full fortune in the diamond age. Bab Dada wished to know if there had been newness in our spiritual growth, and he urged us to create even more of that in the year ahead. Newness. With the spirit of unity, we would like every soul at each center. They have started an email, special email, newness for the new year. No? So we would like each soul of the center to post a few sentences describing the newness, either in thought, words or actions that emerged in them over the past year, as well as the newness they are inspired to create in their thoughts, words and actions in the coming year. We will compile a few of the posts and send these to Dadi Gulza before Bab Dada's meeting on the 18th of January. By sending Bab Dada our news, we acknowledge our attainments and invoke godly support for the continued wonders in the new year. So please post your newness news before 10th of January. So we all like to bring newness. We all like to make 2015 a rewarding year. So I just wanted to share some thoughts. You can pick up whatever you feel it's relevant to you. If you want to make 2015 one of the most rewarding years in your life, first of all, you need to ask 5 questions. You can write it down if you wish. So you will need, first of all, if you want to make 2015 a rewarding year, first of all, you need to have a clear vision of life you would like to be living by the end of the year. So you need to have a vision today itself, how you would like to live by the end of the year 2015. And secondly, some goals to help to achieve your vision. Because vision with action makes reality. And thirdly, an awareness of your strengths and weaknesses to help you on your way. Fourthly, an ability to focus on your attention and think or speak out in a way that brings benefit to yourself and others. Ability to focus your attention and think, speak out in the way that brings benefit to yourself and others. And lastly, the courage and determination to put into practice any change you want to make. So these are the 5 things we, first of all, need to understand if we want to make the year a rewarding year 2015. So now keep these 5 things in your mind. Take time out to relax and ask the following questions. These keep these things in your mind and ask these following questions. So today you can spend your day in silence, reflecting on these questions, writing answers, preparing yourself for tomorrow morning and the whole year. First question is, in what way would you like your life to be different? In what way you would like your life to be different by the end of the year 2015? You don't need to show these answers to anybody. It's for yourself. And second question, if you were to choose an overall theme or a name to give the year more structure and direction, what would it be? If you want to name 2015 for yourself, so that you will have a kind of structure, what will be that name for the year? What name would you give? Say, somebody can say, I will call it as the year of happiness. You know? So, anything you find according to yourself. And thirdly, what drains or blocks your energy? You know? Sometimes, certain things blocks our energy. So find out what drains my energy or blocks my energy and how can you change this. So we have to do this homework today to prepare for ourselves from tomorrow. Then fourth thing, name three changes you would like to make that would help improve your health. Health is also very important. What are the three changes you will make that would help to improve your health? Number five, what improvements would you like to make in your personal relationships? What improvements would you like to make in your personal relationships? And number six, name three ways in which you could economize. What would you do with the money you save? You know, you will think about three ways in which you will be economical in using your money. And then once you save your money, what would you do with that savings? That is the sixth question. Seventh, how can you become time rich? Means have more time. And not say I don't have time. How can you become time rich? At home and at work. That means you always have more time. So what will you do to become time rich? Save time. You have more time. And what will you do with the time you save? Two parts. Huh? How can you become time rich? And whatever time you save, how you will use that saved time. So number eight, how can you make your work more enjoyable and stress-free? Now whether we are doing Baba service, whether your household duties, whether your lucky job, how can you make it more enjoyable and stress-free? Number nine, think of the qualities of someone you admire and respect. Anyone in laukik life or alaukik life, think of some of the qualities that you admire and respect in their life how can you develop those qualities more in you? If I just admire, the qualities will not come to me. So how can I develop those qualities in my life? Number 10, what would you do this year to nurture your inner spirit? What will you do to nurture your inner spirit this year, 2015? Something special that you did not do in the last years. Number 11, if you had one work for the world that could be granted, what would it be? If you had one work for the world, you are given one task for the world, what would that be? What is that you will do for the world? How can you help to make it come true? What is that one work you want to do for the world, and how can you make it come true? The last one, 12, what is the single most important change you could make to improve the quality of your life? What is the single most important change you could make to improve quality of your life? So a suggestion is that first of all you write out all these answers for yourself and experiment for the next 21 days first, continuously. First experiment all these answers for 21 days and see what changes it can bring. And you can do more of that for the rest of the year. But begin your year with a project, with a plan for the next 21 days first. So first of all, you spend some time answering every question. It's for yourself, honestly, and practice it continuously for 21 days. And by seeing the change in yourself, you will be encouraged to do more of that. This is just a guideline to help you to plan your year properly so that you can make it really rich and rewarding. And for that, just 10 steps, what we can keep in mind, 10 steps to a new future, how we can support our plan with some more ingredients. So first step is engage yourself with those interests that may have taken a back seat in your life. You know, each one of us have some special interest in life, but maybe we have put it at the back seat so far. So, suggestion is engage yourself with those interests that may have taken a back seat in your life. Perhaps it may be meditation, writing, painting, walking, quality reading. Anything that you felt drawn to but never really gave time. Some maybe gardening, cooking, anything. You were drawn to do that but you never gave time. So look into it and engage yourself in those interests. And secondly, reflect deeply upon the path you have taken in life. We have all taken up the Brahmin life, but sometimes we use it as a job, not as a life. So reflect deeply upon the path you have taken in life. acknowledging the failings and disappointments. Then try to set them within context of acceptance and reconciliation. Now, the path is not straight. The path is winding. There will be some failings, disappointments. So try to set them within the context of acceptance and reconciliation. And thirdly, we are never too old to change our views on embedded thoughts. Means we can always change the pattern of our thoughts. Everything can be given fresh consideration. From this position, new directions and beginnings can start. Everything can be given fresh consideration. And from this position, new directions and new beginnings can start. That means there is always margin for us to learn, consider, you know, so that we can have a fresh beginning. And fourthly, express gratitude and appreciation for life we have been given. It's also very important, no? Every morning we wake up with that feeling of gratitude and appreciation for the life we have been given. And very important, never give up. They always say, a win will never quit. A quit will never win. So never give up. Baba's slogan is, try till you succeed. You know, I remember Brahma Baba giving the example of the spider. He used to say, we must have that much sense as much as the spider has. Because it will try to climb the wall first time, it will fall off. Second time, it will also fall off. But it doesn't give up. Third time, it'll catch hold of the wall and build a web around itself. So, I should not give up. Treat each new day with a freshness of mind and an appreciation for your potential that still lies deep within you. Only to be awakened. No, situations and circumstances, people come in our life to give us an opportunity to awaken our hidden potential. So it's never late. So look at those opportunities as an opportunity to awaken the hidden potential within you. And next one, six, is don't look back too much, which means don't live in the past. Reflect upon and evaluate the past. Because we have to learn from the past. If you don't evaluate, you will not learn. But don't think too much. Evaluate the past, but use it to inform the future. That means to reform the future. So that is why, you know, I remember the slogan, past is for wisdom, present is for action, and future is for joy. So correct the past, you know, so that you can live in the present with bright future. Correct the past, live in the present, brighten your future. So we must only think about the past to evaluate and correct ourselves. Because we learn from the mistake we make. Mistakes are part of life. accept this and learn from them. What it means is, don't repeat the same mistake twice. We are all allowed to make mistake once, we are told. So, if I have learned from my mistake, I won't repeat second time. So, don't make yourself feel bad because I made a mistake. Admit the mistake and not repeat it. Learn from them. See all your mistakes as part of an overall corrective strategy to get you back on course. So it helps you to move forward, to reach your goal. Then the next one is, look for supportive people who can help you along the way. The right role model. Now, we all have the right role model, Brahma Baba. Because he is the only perfect soul. So if we take the support of the right soul, keep the company, then we can move forward. Enjoy your achievements with others, especially those who have helped you. Because, you know, we become successful together. It is not a one-man show. It is like winning the cricket match, you know. Even though the team won the cricket match, but it is not the credit of one person, isn't it? The whole team get the credibility. So that is what it means to enjoy your achievement with others, especially those who have helped you. So then we will not suffer from ego. And lastly, share your accumulated wisdom with others, especially the young. In a full life, we acquire through the fire of experience, acknowledge and wisdom that can benefit others. So this is very important to share. So I read somewhere a beautiful slogan. No? Live, love and share. Because the more we share, what we have within ourselves will automatically multiply. And of course, sharing is also the sign of caring. So when you share and care, you become a source of inspiration to others. So that is what Dadi's introduction is. You know, sometimes Dadi Janki says, when people introduce her, they say, she cares, she shares, and she also inspires. So, to inspire means what? To do in action what I say. You know, just like the lighthouse, it guides the ships towards their destination. Means you can call it as an inspiration. So you don't have to say too much to inspire, but you have to be in spirit. When you are in spirit, you inspire. Now that is the definition of enthusiasm. Dictionary meaning of enthusiasm is being inspired. So the image of that is like a fire, burning fire. You know, always in spirit. So that is possible, you know, when I am able to maintain the newness. Because to be in spirit, to be a source of inspiration, a guiding light, I need to have the energy of enthusiasm. So I think if all of us go back from Madhuban, having injected ourselves with this vitamin E, What is vitamin E? Energy of enthusiasm. We will have a wonderful year. We will never get bored. We will never become careless. Carelessness and enthusiasm cannot go together. And we will always be a source of inspiration to others. You know, never let enthusiasm, energy of enthusiasm, drop. And in order to maintain that enthusiasm only, we need to have newness, novelty. You know, otherwise Brahmin life becomes boring. Brahmin life becomes stale. You know, if you ask any Brahmin today, when they come to knowledge for the first year, how are you? They say, wow, I am flying. You know, I cannot sleep. I am so happy, so intoxicated. And the same Brahmin, second year, you ask, how are you? Okay. All right. And you ask them third year, yeah, surviving. Why? Actually, the enthusiasm must multiply, isn't it? First year, second year, third year. So what happens? The energy drop. What happens? The energy drop. Because the first year we come, everything new. New knowledge, new family, new service, new, everything new. So we are very excited. But then second year, it becomes little bit stale. And third year even more. Why? Because actually the knowledge is always new. Drama never becomes old. But what happens with us is, first year, we are so enthusiastic, we don't look at anybody, just look at ourselves. My stage is important. My remembrance of Baba is important. I don't worry about what others are doing, not doing. No, my attention never goes to anybody else, only myself. Is that right? And then second year, what happens? Slowly, little bit, I move away from myself and start looking at others. And then third year, I begin to judge others. So I have lost my energy already. So no more newness. So actually Baba gives new knowledge for the new world every day. It's up to me how I use it by bringing that novelty. You know, like for example, you have food. Ingredients are the same, isn't it? Rice, dal, vegetable, and same ingredients. But someone who knows to cook well, they use the same ingredients. They change the texture, they change the taste, they change the color. You enjoy eating the food, isn't it? If somebody makes only dal and chawal every day, you feel like not eating, bored. So they created novelty. So it created interest in you. So interest and novelty go together. Zeal, zest, interest, and then enthusiasm. So when there is newness, there is interest. When there is interest, there is newness. So how to create this newness, what Baba wants us? It's urgent. It's the urgency of the hour, the need of the hour. I cannot depend always on the program. You know, when Madhuban sends me a program, when the center makes a program, I go with that. And then no program, flat tire. No, I must create my own program from the ingredients Baba has given to me. All of us can do that because we are creative souls, you know. Golden age souls are creative souls. But we don't have the potential that we have, the creativity within ourselves. We all got it. Just that we have to focus a bit on ourselves. You know, when we give quality time, become introvert, we can tap that creative energy and bring that novelty. So the method I use in my life, you know, to maintain that energy level always the same, is to maintain the consciousness of a student all the time. I am a student, godly student, just like Dadi. 75 years, 78 years in knowledge, still Murli next to her. Read Murli even in this stage. Yes, the other day Dadi was saying, Jayanti Ben was saying, she reads Murli 3-4 times. Even in this stage. Student life. And what is the proof that I have a student life? I want to learn. And the sign of learning attitude is, I pick up good from everyone, from everywhere. So just imagine, you meet with so many people, you go to so many places, you see so many things. If you pick up one good things from everyone, everybody, how much material you got? So you got a lot of stuff. So you can work on that to create creativity, newness. So I must have that attitude. I am learning. I want to learn. Even in cooking also, you know, some people who want to learn, wherever they go, they quickly take the recipe, they go home and experiment. And you know, when they're experimenting the new recipe, how excited they are? When the cake is baking, the cake is baking, but they are also jumping inside. It's coming okay, you know. So, it's your creativity. You are the creator. So, that enthusiasm, newness will come. The way we sit in Amrit Vela, the way we listen to the Murli, different. You know, I have to always have several methods. So that is why even when we Brahmins meet with each other, this is what we should converse with each other. Learning, how do you do Amrit Vela? How do you listen to the Murli? How you create interest? You know, how you offer bhog to Baba? You know, what do you do on Thursdays? You know, like, converse, chit-chat, learn from each other. You know, otherwise we will not have material. So we will run out of material. So then all same old thing, you know. Like Dadi was saying, make Gyan and Yoga entertainment. See, entertainment is novelty. That's why we all like cultural program, right? If we announce today at this time cultural program, the whole hall will be full before time. And if we say today is Yoga Bhatti, few souls sitting when the time is on. Why? Because no variety there. Cultural program got variety. So I have to teach myself to have, make Gyan and Yoga entertainment. Play with words. Play with different experimentation. Just like, for example, when you wake up in the morning, one day you tell yourself, okay, today I'm going to have sun bath. Don't say I'm going for Amrit Vela. Yeah? I'm going for sun bath. So, which means you have to first of all become naked to face the sun, to get the rays of the sun, isn't it? So you got to become bodiless. So instead of telling yourself I'm going to express bodiless stage, you say I'm going to have sun bath. So, because morning meditation is for energizing, charging the battery. So, make it entertainment. So, Baba is the son of knowledge. I am sitting here in front of Baba and I am having nice sun bath. You enjoy, right? And during the day what you do? Today, I am going to sit under the tree today, whole day, during the day. Yeah? Because it is our responsibility to hold the seed and serve the tree. So during the day, sit under the tree. Not physical tree. And then in the evening, swim in the ocean. You know, people when they are tired, they say, let us go to the beach. Let us have a walk on the beach. Refreshment. Evening meditation is for refreshment. So every day you tell yourself, today I am going to ocean of peace, you know, to swim. Tomorrow I am going to ocean of love to swim. So, when you are swimming, automatically you get refreshed. So it's entertainment, isn't it? It is the same meditation, but different way. Now sometimes you say, today I am going for singing. I am going to go for singing. What song? Songs of Baba's praise. Another day you say, I am going for swinging. I am going to swing today. Swinging in the swing of all attainments. So make your meditation enjoyable. You know, because when you enjoy something, you look forward next time when I will get a chance. But every day different. So in that way, we energize ourselves. We won't feel bored. Enthusiasm never stops. So this is why we must have the interest to learn, pick up, you know, how others are approaching this. This is why when we come to Madhuban, you know, everyone's sharing knowledge, experience is different. So we see how they approach, how they experience. Why not I experiment and see how it can help me? So that is why we come to learn, not just to meet Baba, isn't it? We come to meet the family and learn from each other. So that is very important, you know, for newness. Student consciousness, novelty. Novelty is very important. Some time ago I read somewhere, you know, what is the difference between being good and great? So next year I should be great, not just good. Yeah? So how to become great? So I can have a great year. Just a matter of simple step. You know, according to science, they say, when you put cold water on a stove, you know, the water becomes hot, right? So if you look at the temperature of the water at that time, it is 211 degrees Fahrenheit. When the water is hot, okay? And after some time, what happens to the water? It begins to boil. So when the water is boiling, the temperature is 212 degrees. So that 1 degree makes a lot of difference. When the steam comes out of boiling water, that steam can make things move. That is why steam is used in all the locomotives. It makes things move. So I should have the aim for the new year to be a great soul, which means I must be an instrument to make things happen. So that 1 degree, how we increase is motivation, enthusiasm, determination. So when I inject this into my life, I become great from good. So then automatically through the power of my mind, I can make things move. So this is very important. You know, Baba has faith in us, but we don't have enough faith in ourselves. You know, we have done that last kalpa, we will do it. But again, one slogan I have been keeping, you know, I have to make things happen, at some times I have to allow things to happen. This is also very important. You know, you cannot make someone into a Brahmin. Can we? If you try to make someone into a Brahmin, they run away next day. I know one sister in Malaysia, you know, when anybody comes to take course, she wants to make them into Brahmins. So she will give them so much toli, she will give them lunch, dinner, you know, she will sit with them, spend long time. And that person gets scared. Why she is after me so much? You know, and then they never come back. So, I have to understand, you have to allow someone to become a Brahmin. You can only be a facilitator. You know, facilitator means, just like the sun facilitates the growth of the plant. That's all. I don't have to give extra, you know, make them so scared. So, in Brahmin life also it is important. Of course, sometimes I have to determine to do things, make things happen. But sometimes I have to withdraw, stand back, allow things to happen. That means, don't think you are not doing anything, but you are facilitating. So I think this energy is important. And another method of bringing newness is to celebrate our life. Don't spend your life. You know, that's why those who are spending their life, they ask, Baba, Baba, when will the destruction happen? Why don't you give me the date? Why we want the date? Sometimes Baba says, what, you want me to go back to Parandam? Are you fed up with me? You are asking for a date? Of course, when it has to happen, it will happen. But I must enjoy this life. Celebrate it. You know, festivity, like a festivity. So what do you do in a celebration actually? Can you tell me? Meet, greet, eat, and that day Baba said, give gift. That's what we do celebrate. So what do we have to do in Brahmin life? That is all we have to do. Every morning wake up, start meeting. Meeting with Baba, then eating, what we are eating. Murli is our food. And then whole day greeting, having good wishes to each other, and give the gift in the form of blessings. Having gratitude, speaking words or thinking thoughts that could bring benefit to others. So the more you celebrate life, you know, it makes you feel the value of life. But most of us, sometimes we spend our life instead of celebrating life. So that is why the life becomes a bit heavy. We are counting the days, how many days are left for the confluence age. So we can go home. Is there anybody like that? Counting how many days are left? No, we are enjoying this moment. Of course, we cannot extend if the time is up. So celebrate it. And when somebody is celebrating, they are constantly happy and cheerful. In any celebration, Christmas celebration, New Year celebration, you see how people are happy? They forget all the sorrow, at least for that moment. But for us, celebration is 24 hours. So that is what Baba says. Don't kill time, but use time. No? Keep this aim for the new year. You can look at time in four ways, you know? Because time is a very important resource. So you can either use time, or you can spend time, or pass time, or kill time. So what is the best way? What is the best way? You can use time, you can spend time, you can kill time, you can pass time. The best is to use time. Why it is best? Because it is an investment. When you are using, you are investing. You are not losing. I think a couple of days ago, Baba was talking about it, you know. It's not spending. Using is not spending. Spending is expenditure. So you don't get any income out of it. But when you use it, you invest it, so you get interest for your investment. So be interested in getting interest. But you have to invest to get interest, isn't it? So what is the interest you get for investing your resource of time? Anybody has experience? What is the interest you get by investing your time, your resource? Can I hear from somebody? Anybody has investment? Noah? No investment? Happiness? That's all? No, it is interest. I'm talking about interest. You know, like when you invest money in the bank, your money is there, but you get on the top interest. So people live on interest only. Their capital income is as it is, but they are interested in investment because they can live on interest. So I don't have to use any of my treasures. It is locked up and put in the fixed deposit. But I can live on interest because I'm investing. What is that interest you get? Maybe you don't have experience. Blessings. So blessings are not something you get by asking. It's an interest people pay for inspiring them. So the more people you become a source of inspiration, the more blessings you get. That's how dadis live, you know. Yeah? They live on, blessings only. You know what Dadi says? She cures her sickness. She told Jantiben was telling the other day, he told the doctor, "Doctor, you are not curing my sickness. Baba is curing my sickness." You know, 50% of the sickness, blessings cure. 45% meditation. 5% doctor medicine. So we should be interested to get interest. But you can't ask for interest without investment. Who will give you? So that means I must use. You know, but to use it, I must save it. If you don't save time, that is why one of the thoughts I shared you is become time rich. Never say, "I don't have time." We got plenty of time, actually. But because we are not investing, we are losing time. You know, 24 hours is a lot of time, actually. But we just have to plan how we use our time. I remember one sister was talking to Dadi many years ago, and she was saying that, you know, she has no time, always short of time. It's not that, you know, she's not sensible. So Dadi told her, "You don't know how to organize yourself. You are disorganized. So that is why you don't have time." The same, another person who is living with her is organized, so she got a lot of time. Both are doing the same work. So I have to really understand how to use my energy, physical energy, mental energy. Not save as much as possible, not miserly, but save. where it is not necessary, I have to save, you know. So this is where I am able to, when I am able to use the treasures that Baba has given me in a worthwhile way, I have savings. So I don't have any fear. I have security. So my life becomes a source of inspiration to others. So this year, experiment becoming time rich. Never say, I am busy. Yeah? We always, instead of using the word busy, I am occupied. I am engaged now. I can give time later. So people still feel that they can approach you, right? But the moment we use the word, I am busy, they get scared. Oh, I cannot disturb this person. So try to use the word, I am occupied. Or I am engaged. Just like telephone, you know. They give you a message. The person with whom you are going to talk, they are engaged right now. So you don't give up the hope. You call them afterwards, right? So actually we must change some of our languages. So that would help us a lot. So it's already 12 o'clock. So use some of these guidelines and see how it can help you to make the coming years, not just one year, all the years more rewarding. Don't think that confluence age is only for making effort, you know, because some of us think that way. Reward will be only in the future, now only effort, but they will be laboring. So don't labor, but make effort, but effort and reward together. So this is our first birth, isn't it? So if we are only anticipating that in the future I get reward and not enjoy what I am doing, so how can we become inspiration to others? So enjoy everything, whatever you are doing, so you are experiencing enjoyment in everything you do will automatically inspire others. So I can also do it. So in that way, experience every day, every hour, every second, every moment as very precious. So together we can make our life like diamonds and bring the golden age soon on this earth. Yeah? Om Shanti. Now, gift time. Sai Nirmala Ben for sharing the gift. Okay? Om Shanti.